a good idea having me conducting and then getting up to give a word of testimony. Leaves one really short of breath when you get to my age. However, it's a privilege to be able to serve the Lord in this way. Many of you will know I've stood in this pulpit on many occasions and sung on my own and with our brother Jack Wills from time to time, and have enjoyed the fellowship of the Lisburn Church. I'm here tonight just to tell you, as you've heard, it's my turn to do so, how the Lord met and saved me. And I'm inclined to waffle on sometimes, so my wife tells me anyway, but I'll have to stick to the script tonight, because when other boys are giving their testimony, I tell them, look, we don't want a sermon. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I was brought up in a Christian home, and that's a great privilege. There are quite a number of young people here tonight, and you may not think that at this age, but it's a great privilege to be brought up in a Christian home. And if you have been brought up in a Christian home, thank God for it. I was like any other child. I grew up and went to Sunday school and went to church. But I knew from an early age that I needed to trust Christ as my Savior. But like so many others, I drifted on. But fortunately, I didn't drift too many years into young adulthood, or big childhood, if you'd like to call it. I started to attend Friends School here in Lisburn. Now, that didn't save me, nor didn't make me a criminal. I don't know if there's any Friends students here tonight or not. But I attended Friends in Lisburn here. And the same year that I started school in Lisburn, I found Christ as my Savior. I was just round coming 12 years of age. That was back in September 1953. I'm not too bad for a 53-year-old, but I feel a wee bit older, you know, really. However, it's good to have found the Saviour early in life. And if you're a young person here this evening, trust Christ early in life. It saves from so much harm and trouble and heartache and problems to find the Saviour early in life. It was at a mission in Banbridge. It was conducted by a Mr. and Mrs. Bert Wheeler, who were then evangelists with the Irish Alliance of Christian Workers Unions. They've both gone to glory now, but they had a tent mission in Banbridge down beside the Methodist Church and the Unitarian Church. They had a little tent in behind there. And I attended those meetings every night for 3 weeks. And then the very last Sunday night of that mission, Mr. Wheeler spoke on a little portion from Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. The last part of that verse. Then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? And of course he likened that to when death came along. And even as a 12-year-old, I realized that people die at all ages. And so that night the Spirit of God laid hold upon me. And I realized that although I was only 12, it was time to seek the Lord. And thankfully that night I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life, to save me and to keep me. And he did that. Those of you who come up through school, I know it's not getting any easier, but when you take your stand for Christ as a young Christian, sometimes you're made fun of. But you know, in the end, God says in his word, they that honour me, I will honour. And so take your stand, young people, for Christ, in school, in secondary school, in university, or wherever you come. I'm speaking now as a father and as a grandfather. But you know, it's good to take your stand for the Lord and to seek to serve him. And as well as taking your stand for him, do something for him. Get involved in something. Whether you're a singer or feel you can speak a little, or even in your young people's fellowship, get involved and do something for the Lord and seek to serve him in some way amongst other young people or amongst older people. Seek a message, seek a part for your life, for the Lord has work for you to do. And you know, sometimes people will tell you the Christian life's a dull life. Well, that's a lie from the devil. The Christian life's not a dull life. It's dull if you make it that way, if you don't get involved and enjoy it. But bless God, if you trust the Savior and seek to serve him, you'll have joy in serving the Lord. And so I joined the male choir a few years later, for it wasn't formed till about 40 years ago, but I've been in it ever since, and it's great to serve the Lord with these boys. They like to be called boys sometimes, although they're grown men, but it's nice to serve the Lord, and it's good to be out and have fellowship with them and to seek to serve the Lord from place to place. And so I want to commend my Saviour to you this evening and say to you that whatever age you are, it's time to seek the Lord.